Hello, everyone. Welcome to the March 2nd, 2021, regularly scheduled Sheboygan Main Street DDA meeting via teleconference. This is Interim Director Katie Dutchkowski. Before the meeting begins tonight, I would like to give a brief announcement that will hopefully address any questions you might have. Our meeting tonight will include audio only. We opted to exclude video at this time to keep the communication smooth. There will be one opportunity for public participants to address board members tonight. When we reach that portion of the agenda, I will go through our list of participants one by one and address each of you by the last four digits of the phone you are calling in from. If you have no public comments, simply respond with pass. If you do not respond within 30 seconds, I will automatically move on to the next participant. If you would like to address the board, please begin by introducing yourself by first and last name. Please be aware that any background noise may cause disruptive audio and we may not be able to hear you. In addition, if there are any inappropriate comments being made or in any inappropriate language being used, the caller will immediately be muted. And at this time, I would like to turn the meeting over to Board Chair Emily Eckhart.
Thank you, Katie. I will call this meeting to order. It is March 2nd at 6:01 p.m. Katie, could you please call roll?
Kasten. Frongeyer.
Here.
Eckhart.
Here.
Hilsheim.
Here.
Con King.
Here.
Mallory.
Here.
Schneider.
Here.
Demke. Tebow. Villanueva.
Here.
Weir.
Here.
Thank you, Katie. We will move on to item number three on the agenda, which is our consent agenda. If there are no additions or anything that anybody would like to pull out and discuss later on in the meeting, then I would ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I can make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
This is Vince, I'll support.
All right, I'll open up the floor. Is there any discussion about the motion? All right, I have a motion made by Con King to approve the consent agenda as presented, seconded by Vince Hilsheim. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Please say no. Okie dokie, motion carries to approve the consent agenda. Number four on our agenda is new business, and we have quite a few under new business. So letter A, a warm welcome to our newest Main Street DDA board member, Eric Villanueva. He works downtown at Lindsay and Lindsay Law Firm, and Eric is going to finish out Dennis Lindemann's term, which is set to expire September of this year. Anybody have any comments for Eric? Or Eric, if you would like to say a couple words, you're welcome to.
I would just like to say, I'm honored to be part of this board, and I hope to, develop the rest of Lindemann's term and be of some service to everyone.
Thank you, Eric. We're excited to have you. With that, then we will move on to item B, which is the consideration to adopt the new Sheboygan Main Street DDA brand as presented by Ben Muldrow. So we would just need a motion to adopt the Sheboygan Main Street DDA brand.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All right, I have a motion made by Mallory, seconded by Weir to adopt the new Sheboygan Main Street DDA brand as presented by Ben Muldrow. Is there any discussion?
I think it was great.
I would have to agree. I'm pretty excited about all of the imaging as well as the text. So I think it'll be fun to start implementing it around our town.
Yeah, I think pretty much everything, and even the other groups that he did some of that pro bono work for, I think just about all of them should be used, you know. It was great.
All right, unless there are any other comments, we will move to a vote. So all those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed, say no. All right, motion carries to adopt the new Sheboygan Main Street DDA brand. Exciting. Item C is the consideration to organize an Easter egg hunt event to be held Saturday, March 27th, so that would be this year, and this is something coming out of the events committee as a new idea. So we had Katie sent out the project proposal for that, so I would just ask for a motion to be put on the table.
I motion.
I would support.
And I assume, Brandon, that your motion would be in support of the Easter egg hunt.
Sorry, yes. I motion to support the Easter egg hunt.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So a motion made by Weir, seconded by Schneider to support the Easter egg hunt event to be held on Saturday, March 27th, 2021. Is there any discussion?
Has there been is there a budget for that? A dollar amount we're going to spend?
There has been. Let me scroll down to it, unless Katie or Brandon, you have that handy.
I do have the project proposal in front of me. The project budget reads $485 would pay for all of the eggs and candy or toys to be placed in the eggs. And then there's hope in the proposal that businesses would be willing to donate other prizes so that some of the eggs could be golden eggs, which would coordinate with a larger prize donated from a business.
So the max for our part would be the 480 then?
Yes, if all of the prizes are donated from businesses, then the max spent would be $480. I'm sorry, $485.
Okay, thank you.
What time is that at?
There is not a time set on the proposal. Brandon, do you have any additional information?
I'm really sorry, guys. My phone suddenly connected to my car, which was outside, so I missed the entire conversation. I apologize.
Whoops.
we had just, the question was asked if there was a time set for the Easter egg hunt. It was not listed on the project proposal sheet.
I've reached out to Ashley, who's taking the lead on this, Ashley Brandt. She is out of town until Thursday, so I have a call in to her to reach back to me to get more information. I would imagine we'll do it sometime in the morning, though, when the weather's nice.
Katie, I have a question.
Yes, Bobby?
So I don't have the form in front of me, but the golden egg part I remember seeing at the bottom, there was a $2,000 attached to that. Is that what we would we spend that if we don't get donations, or that's the amount that those donations would be worth?
That would be up to the board. If we wanted to spend money beyond the eggs and the small candy or, you know, toy items that would be placed in those eggs, additional money could be allocated for the purchase of larger prizes, or the board could decide to purchase only the candy and the eggs and set the larger prizes for donations only.
Thank you.
I personally don't know that, you know, we need to spend more. But every Easter egg hunt I've ever done, unless this is geared more toward adults, is just for the fun of looking, I guess.
I would agree with Brett. I think 480, you know, if we approve the 485, then it can be up to the volunteers to get donations to cover the other or the golden egg gifts or prizes.
Yeah, obviously, I probably don't need to say, but any of the golden egg things would just be, you know, gravy and good advertising for whatever businesses were to donate for that.
I would like to suggest that the maybe the motion be amended to include a budget no more than the 485.
Brandon, are you willing to amend your budget to include the verbiage of adding in a specified dollar amount?
Certainly. Yes, that's acceptable.
And are you okay with the $485?
Yes, that sounds good.
All right. So then the motion would be amended to approve the Easter egg hunt event to be held on Saturday, March 27th, 2021, and giving it a budget of $485 to cover the cost of the candy-filled eggs. Does that sound fair?
Absolutely.
Polly, are you good with seconding that amended motion?
I am.
All right, thank you. Then I would like to call a vote to approve the Easter egg hunt event to be held Saturday, March 27th, 2021, giving it a budget of $485 to cover the cost of the candy-filled Easter eggs. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Please say no. All righty, motion carries. Item D is the consideration to approve the presented project proposal for fiscal year 2021-2022. And the first up would be for the placemaking projects. The The only thing that I know that maybe should be mentioned about these projects is the Water Street bathroom beautification. After our workshop, Katie and I did talk about it, and we decided that instead of getting a design done, we would simplify and just maybe remove shrubs and plant flowers instead and use our new branding information to dress up the signage. So taking the budget from $6,000 down to, I think we did $2,000. But I guess with that information, do we have a motion?
I have a question. So is it the whole renovation will be $2,000? Is that?
No, the cookies are right there.
Yes. That, so initially that project specifically, the estimated budget for it was $6,000, and so we decided to drop it down to $2,000 to simplify it, simplify the project, since placemaking has quite a few projects going on already.
All right, then I'll motion that.
So motion to approve the placemaking projects as presented.
As presented, as you iterated, yes, of the for the $2,000 expenditure.
Okay, I was just saying that as a note, since that was a change from the workshop, but basically we're looking for a motion to approve the placemaking project as a whole, or if somebody wants to throw out one of the projects, the motion can be made to approve all the placemaking projects with the exception of blank. So we're not necessarily just looking for the approval of the one. We would hope for all of them or most of them.
I guess I'm struggling a little bit. This is Vince. I'm struggling a little bit with this recycling thing for $22,000 coming out of, a couple hundred grand in tax increment financing money to handle that recycling. I didn't go through and add up the total budget for all of these things for the placemaking.
$22,000 for recycling.
Well, that's what it's showing on here. The Water Street beautification showing, if I'm looking at the right one, is $1,500. The recycling, just had it here. These numbers get any bigger, I won't be able to see them. Looks like $22,080 for recycling. I believe the landscaping is in here for the trees. Just a question on that. We have $5,000 for Main Street landscaping in there, plus it looks like another $1,500 to plant 30 more trees. That's over in the other column. I guess I'm not following what we're really approving here. It looks to me like we're approving a budget of, I don't know, somewhere in the area of over $100,000. I don't see a breakdown on that. I'm not saying these aren't good projects, but just some of it. We don't have them together on as to what the plan making is and how much each one of them is, but you know, recycling is, that's a lot of money coming out of a small budget.
Is that for the containers or pickup? Yeah, I guess, like you said, I'm not quite sure either.
Right.
It is for both. So it is to purchase 10 containers that would match our downtown, the trash bins and the flower pots that we ordered this way. So they would be very heavy duty. We would get 10 of them to disperse around, and then that would also cover the cost to dump, to haul, and to process 4 loads of recycling for the year. So after this first year, that project number would go down substantially because we wouldn't be buying the 10 bins again. And there is the potential of getting grants, or this would be something that we would put in our fundraising proposal as well to try to get donations towards the cause. So it is a big number. The number could be offset by grants and fundraising. So the yearly operating cost of this would be around $1,200 to have the dump or the recycling hauled to Emmett County and to pay for it to be processed.
Emily, this is Katie Dachowski. If I can add in also, I believe maybe the 30 trees that Vince referenced were the light up local trees, which are the Christmas trees that line Main Street and Festival Square. So we would ask for sponsors for those again this year as we did last year. So two separate projects being the re-landscaping of the actual trees, the maple trees, I believe they are right now along Main Street. Many of them are diseased and dying. So that is a separate project from the Light Up Local, which is the temporary installation and decoration of Christmas trees.
Correct me if I'm wrong, that $5,000 is to hire a person to, like a expert, basically, to tell us what kind of trees we need and then also have them all planted.
That's correct, Brett. So those trees will go along Main Street in place of the ones that are dying or having issues, whatever the issues might be, but to get more vibrant options.
Hopefully the worst case scenario is that $5,000, but we were hopeful that there will still be a handful of the trees that we can keep and work around that are still actually thriving. But yeah, needing an expert to come in and tell us which ones need to be relocated, and bringing in a variety of trees in hopes that we can have a better landscape and trees that will thrive.
For that electrical, what is that, all the rest of the lights that we're updating?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I think we had a first, so I'll second if no one else did.
The motion that Eric made was regarding just the Water Street bathroom. So I would ask for a new motion to be made to either accept all of these projects or accept all of them except, you know, we just need a more specific, okay.
Yeah, I'd make the motion to accept these the project proposals.
Emily?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Bobby. Do you need a second to this motion first? I'll second the motion, but then I have a question. I'll second the motion. Okay. And now I have a question.
Yep, go ahead.
On the historical markers or signage, is that the interpretive signs that we've talked about going along the Riverwalk, or are these signs that are going to be on buildings downtown?
The intention was these would be in public spaces, and obviously this could be something more of installation in spring of 2020-22 as better plans become established. But the idea that it would kind of highlight the history of various parks in our district, so like Ottawa Park, if they would be open to having some of a history there, Washington Park, kind of the history of the river, Water Street area. So just highlighting even just public areas and the history downtown was the idea.
Okay, I like the idea, but the time frame for this would be after we have the two
planning. Well, yeah.
The two planning. Okay, perfect. All right.
Yep.
Perfect.
Bobby, just shooting for next spring.
Okay, thank you.
Or early summer.
I got a question that I didn't see it in that list there, but this downtown Thursday night, 10,500, is that in this list?
It is, Vince. It's down under the event. So right now we're just doing all the placemaking ones.
Okay. It's coming up then. Okay. That's fine.
It is. Yep.
Okay.
Christy, I have a question about the historical markers project.
Go ahead, Christine.
Where are we getting the historical information from, I guess, was one question.
Joe was teaming up with the History Center was where he had gone to first, and then Cherie G just volunteered to be a connection to the newly reinstated historical committee. So
I'm definitely
using those two as resources. The big thing was, you know, establishing the five locations, but knowing that the planning of this SBEI program is coming up, I think, you know, we didn't want to jump too quickly, but also knowing that this project, you know, was something kind of handed over to us as a 2019 project from Main Street that the community wanted. So just trying to make sure that we were planning for the future so that we can get something happening even, you know, next spring.
Right. I think it's a great project. I was wondering, I mean, and I know I saw that you're like the lead on so many projects, but when that historical data is available, I wonder if businesses would be interested in also, you know, like I noticed lately there's a lot of discussion on some of the Facebook pages with old pictures, the history of buildings, you know, what was that building before? And I wonder if businesses would be interested at the same time in purchasing their own plaque or whatever placard for their building denoting any historical significance. I just think maybe if we keep that option open, maybe some businesses would like to put that kind of thing on their building that tells a little bit of the historical aspect of the buildings.
I agree. That's my vision of how this history expands as well, Christine, of highlighting the buildings and having it be something that the businesses buy into so that we're not necessarily outputting so much cost, but still inspiring that movement of more highlights of history.
Right, cool. I think that's a great project. So I think it would be great if we could expand it to businesses and they could denote on their buildings whatever the historical significance is, because we do have, you know, a lot of historical buildings. So thank you, Christy.
Emily, I have another question regarding the historical signs again. Because it's going to be so late before that would be ready, is there a possibility to put the actual purchase of the signs, like do all the work and everything right up to buying the signs, and then have that in our 2022-2023 budget. Just because I'm concerned that we're over our revenues, that if we could just move that project, that yes, we like it and we want it to go forward, but do the purchasing out of our next budget. Just a thought.
I kind of don't know how to answer your question. I think that if that's, you know, the way that you would like to see it happen, then I guess the motion would be rescinded and a new motion would be made to specify that. Does that make sense?
Well,
or we would go to a vote on two different motions.
Well, kind of like just, well, like we did with the history tour on ours, we just move that right out of consideration of this year's budget. The committee itself knows we're continuing to work on it. But I mean, if it's approved, but then we're not asking money for that till the next budget, because we know it's going to take time just to put everything together and do the research that has to be done, and that we really wouldn't need the money until closer to the next year. I'm not sure. I mean, you said moving projects out of here, if you just agreed to move that one out, if that's what Christy wants to do. I mean, that's up to her committee.
I'm honestly open to whatever the board thinks is best. So this obviously is a hefty load coming from placemaking, but placemaking's also spent the last year trying to get our ducks in a row from the lofty list that was handed to us in December of 2019. So, you know, I'm happy to go forward with whatever we feel is significantly important and whatever we want to push to the next budget. I'm fine with that too.
I think that since we budgeted for it this year, even and if it doesn't happen, that's fine. That'll be more money in the budget for the following year. But I think we should just keep it as it is for now.
But the thing, Christine, is we're over our budgeted amount right now. We're over our revenues right now for the projects, what they cost.
Right.
The money, so that would put us in a negative.
Right. But I wonder if there's. Go ahead, Bobby.
Bobby, where are you seeing that we're over? Because right now on the tab that Katie has attached, our expenses total is $299,656, and our revenue total is $299,000. So we actually have more revenue than we would expenses, leaving, you know, if we were to accept all of the projects the way that they are.
You must have an updated sheet then, because the one that I has expenses are over $302,000 and revenues are $289,000.
Bobby, I think
that was the one before we did our budget workshop and some of the numbers got played
okay.
with.
Gotcha.
So.
All right.
Right. I think, Bobby, we saw that total at the budget workshop and then we sort of scaled down on some other.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. I didn't read that little, I thought it was the same thing that was in the packet. Sorry.
No need to be sorry. You're good. Is there any other discussion as far as the placemaking project? Right now the motion is on the table to adopt all of the placemaking projects as presented. Okie dokie. Well, it doesn't sound like there's any other comments. So I have
I have a motion made by Mallory and seconded by Krongeier to adopt the placemaking project for fiscal year 2021-2022. I would ask Katie to do a roll call vote for this one, please.
Krongeier?
Yes.
Eckhart?
Yes.
Hillesheim?
No.
Con King?
Yes.
Mallory?
Yes, if you didn't hear me, yes.
Oh, thanks. Schneider?
Yes.
Stemke?
Yes.
Villanueva?
Aye.
Weir?
Yes.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Motion carries. Moving on to the outreach project proposals. And for this one, I'll just read through the list. That way everybody knows the projects that we're discussing. So it's the Sheboygan Daily Tribune articles, the Main Street merchandise, the Main Street DDA website, the holiday catalog, the district's app and activities, and the direct mail fundraiser. So I would like to ask for a motion to be put on the table regarding the outreach project.
For clarification, you're looking for a motion for all of these projects?
Or a motion could be made to adopt all of the outreach projects with the exception of one or two if you don't agree with them. It basically is just like a motion to approve all or some or none, and then we look for a second, and then we get the opportunity to discuss from there.
Well, then I'll motion to approve all planned expenditures of this category.
All right, so there is a motion to approve all of the proposed outreach proposals for fiscal year 2021-2022. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All right, seconded by Mallory. I'll open the floor up for discussion.
I hear little bits and pieces from my wife on, because she's working on a couple of these things for outreach, and it all sounds good to me, like it's heading in the right direction.
I have a question for you, Bobby. Do you think that the holiday shopping guide, I know you said at our workshop that the businesses would be responsible for paying for the photography for the project, but do you think that it would be at all possible to have the merchants essentially pay for their spot in the catalog, to have this be something that more like sustains itself, that would, you know, pay for itself every year?
Well, we had talked about some of the businesses at our service that don't necessarily have a product where they would be paying for photography, but that we would still charge them. So I'm saying, yes, there would be some businesses that would pay to be listed in there, however big of a listing they want, whereas the others would just pay for the photography. I don't know, that's up. We just were modeling it after what Petoskey did, and Petoskey, the businesses pay just for the photography.
I really like the idea of the holiday catalog. I'm just wondering if it's something that could, you know, sustain itself.
Well, we can work on that, because I don't have any quotes from photographers yet. So I don't even know what that charge will be. We can work all that piece out afterwards when we have all the figures together. But right now, I mean, we know what it's going to cost to produce the catalog, and we know that we're going to charge for the photographer, so that would already be covered. So, I mean, for the purposes of tonight, it's just that's what it's going to cost us to print it. Whether we can recoup some of that, we need to see how many businesses are even interested yet. I haven't contacted businesses either.
Okay, perfect.
Does that sound okay?
Yeah, that sounds good. Like I said, I love the idea of the project. And I think that it would be really cool. And, you know, personally, as a business owner, I mean, I think it would be valuable, you know, to spend $100 or $150 or, you know, whatever it might cost. I think, you know, within reason, obviously we don't want to be asking for $500, but,
right,
you know, I think that is a reasonable price for the amount of exposure that this could provide. So I think it's definitely fair to ask for money towards it.
Okay.
Is there any other comments or questions about the outreach projects before we go to a vote?
Yes. How many of these magazines or catalogs are we going to acquire?
250 is what we budgeted for, and then it is also going to be online. It will also be an online catalog. And creating the online piece is included in my budget figures.
No further questions for me.
All right, thank you, Eric. Thank you, Bobby. Any other questions or comments? All right, then we have the motion made by Villanueva to accept the proposed outreach project for fiscal year 2021-2022. That was seconded by Mallory. Katie, could you please call roll for voting?
Krongeyer?
Yes.
Eckhart?
Yes.
Hillesheim?
Yes. Yes.
Con King?
Yes.
Mallory?
Yes.
Schneider?
Yes.
Demke?
Yes.
Villanueva?
Yes.
Weir?
Yes.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Motion carries to accept the proposed outreach project. Next up would be events. So the events being proposed are the Downtown Thursday Night, the Independence Day Parade,
holiday parade of lights and the bridge walk and downtown stroll. So I would ask for a motion to be made regarding the events projects proposed.
Motion to support.
I'll second.
Sorry, who was the first one?
That was me, Brandon.
No, thanks, Brandon. All right, so motion made by Weir, seconded by Con King to approve the proposed events projects. I'll open up the floor for discussion.
I guess the question I had earlier was, what are we doing on Thursday night for $10,000? What does that mean? Was it include?
Vince, this is Katie Dachowski. We yep. are taking over the summer concert series from the chamber. So this would include paying entertainment for each Thursday night throughout the summer. And we budgeted approximately $500 a week for 15 weeks. We will be asking for weekly sponsors as the chamber has done in years past. So we're hoping to cover the fees for the performers each week, and not every performer will cost $500. We were just trying to branch out a little bit and hopefully use a lot of local talent, but also reach out to some larger names in the area. And then the remainder of the budget would be for radio and other means of advertisement.
Do we know how well Holly, I guess she's on there tonight, how well they did as far as getting sponsors to help offset the cost of this?
Yes, the chamber, very rarely did we lose money on it. And if we did, it was only, you know, I think the most since I've been there has maybe been like $350. So typically when I would do it, I would get a sponsor to cover the amount of the entertainment for that particular evening. If it was a large amount, I would go for two or three sponsors. So yes, it's pretty easy to get those covered. At least it has been in the past for the chamber. I don't anticipate that being any different for the DDA. Just depending on where you're getting your sponsorships from. We never had a lot of sponsorships come out of downtown. CNB was always great with sponsoring. And there was another downtown business as well that would usually do it, but it was typically our other chamber members outlying. So
I've spoken with Nancy Lindsay at CNB, and she said she was very supportive of continuing that sponsorship.
Yep. And that was a big one. That one probably wasn't even budgeted for. That's a very large concert if that one happens.
Thank you.
Brandon, I'm curious, what is the downtown stroll portion of the bridge walk and downtown stroll?
Yeah, great question. So the downtown stroll is a chance for the downtown businesses to kind of clear out some summertime inventory, as well as find ways to get some new promotions. I'll give you an example. So this is something I thought up when we had our most recent, I think it was our budget meeting. Let's take it. Maybe there's a business out there who says, hey, you know what? I don't have anything to really sell. Well, let's figure out a way to get you involved. So maybe you come into my office, I give you a coupon for $1 off at the Hive. And now that person will walk across the street and and go visit that business. We kind of get folks to explore the entirety of downtown and try to stretch downtown out. That's why we're calling it a stroll. So you can stroll up and down Main Street and explore all the different businesses that our beautiful downtown has to offer.
Thank you. If there's no further discussion or questions, then we have the motion on the table from Weir, and it was seconded by Con King to accept the proposed events project for fiscal year 2021-2022. Katie, could you please call roll for voting?
Krongeyer?
Yes.
Eckhart?
Yes.
Hillesheim?
Yes, with reluctance.
Con King?
Yes.
Mallory?
Yes.
Schneider?
Yes.
Stemke?
Yes.
Villanueva?
Yes.
Weir?
Yes.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Motion carries to accept the events proposed for fiscal year 2021-2022. Moving on to business development. So the projects being proposed for business development committee are the business roundtables, the welcome baskets for new businesses in our district, the coming soon signs, and impact report and brochure. I'd like to ask for a motion regarding the business development projects being proposed.
This is Polly. I would motion to approve all presented business development project proposals for fiscal year 2021-2022.
This is Bobby. I'll second that.
All right, we have a motion by Schneider and seconded by Krongeyer to approve the presented project for business development. I'll open up the floor for any discussion. All righty. If nobody stops me, then I will ask Katie to go ahead and call roll for a vote.
Krongeyer?
Yes.
Eckhart?
Yes.
Hillesheim?
Yes.
Con King?
Yes.
Mallory?
Yes.
Schneider?
Yes.
Stemke?
Yes.
Villanueva?
Yes.
Weir?
Yes.
Thank you, everyone.
All right, motion carries to accept the business development projects proposed for fiscal year 2021-2022. Thank you, everyone. Then we will move on to treasurer's report, which will be given to us by our treasurer, Bobby.
So the four financial reports were in your packets. Does anybody have any questions? There wasn't anything out of the ordinary on any of them. If anyone has questions, and I just would like to say that Katie and I will be attending the City Council Finance Committee meeting on March 11th. If anyone has any questions that they want us to bring up when we go to that meeting, let either Katie or I know. And Vince, that meeting is at 11 o'clock.
See if I can make that one. Thank you.
Okay.
I got a bank board meeting that day, but I might be able to get out of there early enough. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bobby, I just have one question that I think
we've been wondering for a while, and maybe that finance committee could help get to the bottom of this. So on the cash summary account, right, like right now, our ending balance as of February 28th, our cash says, you know, $318,000-ish. And I know that we haven't gotten our TIF money put into our account yet for this current fiscal year that we're in. So I'm just curious, you know, as we continue to look forward to bigger projects on the horizon, you know, having a better idea of what dollar amount we could be thinking that we could use to leverage grant financing.
That's one of my top questions, Emily, because I looked at the same thing and I thought, you know, we haven't even had that tax money deposited yet. So that's one of my top questions.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Does anybody else have any questions for Bobby regarding any of the finance reports? All right, thank you, Bobby. Moving on to committee updates. And moving forward for the committee updates, Katie and I talked about just having it be more on the brief side, any highlights, changes that we should be aware of. We don't need, you know, to go into the details of what's happening with each project, but just any highlights for us. So Bobby, you would be up first for outreach.
Yep. We've got volunteers and project leaders for our projects. So we were just waiting to see if everything was approved and if the branding was approved, because branding was holding up a couple, like our website project that we already had budgeted from last year for this budget year. And, but we were waiting for branding for that. So we're set to move forward now. That's all.
Thank you, Bobby. Up next would be Christy with placemaking committee updates.
Nothing really to note, other than placemaking is just going to kind of chew the project into chunks. So, we're going to meet in subcommittees for the next few months to really hash out the projects that have been approved, and then continue to fine tune the work plans and the projects that exist. So with everyone seeing the list that's out there, if anything jumps out at you, feel free to let me know. But otherwise, I guess we're excited to know that we have a lot of work ahead.
Thank you, Christy. Brandon Weir, any updates for events committee?
Our Easter egg hunt was approved, so that was great, as well as our project proposals for our events for the year. Also, we have some subcommittees forming for all of those events. And we have a new form for our entertainers to fill out, so that they, we have some nice official looking DDA forms for those folks. And I'll be getting with Polly hopefully this week, ideally tomorrow, to continue our discussion and transitioning the events that the chamber has run over to the DDA.
Great. Thank you, Brandon. Polly Schneider with Business Development Committee. Any updates for us?
Nothing right now. Just still working on getting the committee all together and setting out a plan of attack for everything that we'd like to accomplish. I apologize for not having that ready yet, but you all know I'm going going through a very large transition at work right now. So I'm trying to figure everything out and incorporate it all together. But I do thank you for approving our section of the budget. I think those projects that are in place that I believe Katie has put into play are very important. And we will continue to move along with those. One notable, the chamber has been including all DDA businesses in our business development that we are offering for classes right now. And there is one coming up on March 11th, I believe it is, with the US 23 Heritage Route. It's a great resource that a bunch of our businesses will be able to tap into and utilize to promote their businesses. So that's a nice little benefit that we have from living on the beautiful coast of Lake Huron.
Great, thank you, Polly. TIF Renewal Committee, Katie or Bobby, any updates?
Really our major update right now is that we have signed a contract with McKenna to move forward on our TIF renewal. So I will be meeting with Paul Lippens from McKenna a little bit later this week to just nail down a date that we can get this project rolling.
Great. Thank you, Katie. Next up on our agenda would be the City Council report. Brett, are you able to give that to us?
Sure. Earlier this month, Enbridge came to a meeting, gave a short presentation. Several of us went to their building over in the industrial park and saw a lot of the core samples that they pulled up out of the bed of the lake. So that was kind of a neat thing to see. We haven't made any sort of action on that. Another thing, just a note kind of for the board of review, if anyone happens to ask any of you for some reason, folks can protest their tax bill in writing instead of in person, which we just had a meeting just before this meeting here at 5:15 today. And for the board of review this year, we were going to have to do it Zoom, but with the orders that came out today from the governor, it looks like we're going to be able to do it in person. So that's what Tom was discussing with us. So if we wanted to, I mean, that's what it sounds like. It said for non-residential, I can't remember the exact wording, for non-residential, you can't meet in person unless it's less than 25 people, which basically, you know, I guess that's sort of up for interpretation, but that to me says, if you have less than 25 people, then you can meet in person. So it sounds like we're gonna do the board of review in person. And then also have Zoom available for folks. We're going to be talking about rental registration pretty soon in the City Council. I think Roger Kopernik's going to be talking about short-term rent. You know, basically, we're going to be talking about the whole thing. It sounds like what we want to do about it. Those talks should be starting up pretty quick. We had offered a job to a guy named Michael Kramer for the city manager. He turned that down. And so we are working on getting more applications in, trying to just going through the process again, basically. So we're in the middle of that right now. Tom put some feelers out to the Michigan Municipal League, and I believe we're going through a couple of local firms that do that for a living also. There was a couple businesses that I think this would interest several of you. There was originally going to be a marijuana business at 300 North Main. That's the old Billy's building. And what happened there is there was also a marijuana business going in at 1116 East State, which was the old Citizens drive through, I believe, across from Kmart, where Kmart used to be. And they switched licenses, basically. So what it sounds to me like is Loom, or a sub company of Loom, was going to be the one going in at 300 North Main, and their business model is very curbside, is what was relayed to us. And so Billy's, with a limited parking, really wouldn't be conducive to that kind of a business model. So they want to switch. I'm assuming that they're going to do some sort of property swap with this other business that owned the business at across from Kmart, and tear that building down, it sounds like, and build a new one over there across from Kmart. So I don't know what's happening with Billy's at this point, but it sounds like that the other business, I can't remember the name. It was DRTVLV, something like that. So that doesn't really tell me. I don't know any businesses named that. So that's something that happened. We talked about there's some property that the city owns on Western Avenue across from Kokosing, owns a business over there. And we were talking about splitting that up and breaking it up into, you know, breaking up in chunks and auctioning it off. Apparently there was a couple of people who are interested in building some businesses there. We don't know what kind of businesses, anything like that, but that's something that's going to be coming up. We're going to start discussion about possibly, again, we talked about this before, but maybe a police fire special assessment. And other than that, the board of review is Monday, March 8th and Wednesday, March 10th. That's all I have.
Thank you, Brett. Moving on to Tom's city manager report.
Yes, I'm here, Emily. I came on late. I had the board review meeting earlier, and then I came back home and tried to get on the internet, and I struggled with that for a while. I had to reset my modem, and so I got on late in this meeting. But I appreciate, Brett, you covered a lot of the discussion from the council meetings and what's going on the last few weeks. I'm just going to elaborate on. Yeah, go ahead, Brett.
Sorry to interrupt. There's a fire down the street from me here, so I'm going to get out here real quick. I didn't know if you needed to know. That's the only reason I'm saying something.
Sure. Yep, I didn't get a notification, but yeah, that's okay, Brett. So I'll be quick. Brett was mentioning Loom Cannabis Company, which are really doing business as Attitude Wellness. The council last week did approve a transfer of permits from 1116 East State Street to 300 North Main, and then vice versa, 300 North Main to 1116 East State Street. Loom Cannabis Company is going to, it is, Brett said it was Citizens National Bank, but it's the first community bank building. They are going to buy that. They're going to tear that building down and put up a new building. I just got the plans FedExed today. So they're moving very fast. And I think it's the way the plans look, it looks like it's going to be at least $500,000 building. And I think it'll be a plus for that side of town. The current 300 North Main, my personal opinion is that will likely not be a cannabis store. I think once we get to four provisioning centers, retail centers, I think that's going to saturate the market. So I don't see it going past four retail centers in the city of Sheboygan. Obviously, Sozo is open. The building looks very nice, well done. The Woods is open on the east side, which is also in the DDA. And even in this season, this time of year, they seem to be doing pretty well. So we're looking forward to that being a very good business this summer. As hopefully COVID will go away and we'll get some more people in our community. I'm looking forward to a busy summer this year. On Tuesday, next council meeting, we have a public hearing on the agenda for 409 North Main, the Bunning Wall building, for the tax abatement that the DDA in February recommended a 10-year abatement. Again, that public hearing will be at the regular city council meeting March 9th at 7 o'clock. We also have a request for proposals out for a certified grant administrator for Kevin Schaefer in the former Purple Tree Book building. Kevin's going through a MISTA program for rental rehabilitation. He's going to put 5 residential units in that building, 4 in the upper level and 1 on the lower level in the back of the building. And then there will be 2 retail floor spaces on the lower level. So I talked to Kevin today. Those proposals are due to be in Friday at 5 o'clock. And under the MISTA program, the city manages that type of project. So it'll be up to the city to determine who the certified grant administrator is. And that project should happen early summer, probably late June, early July. He'll begin to renovate those buildings. So that's going to be another plus for downtown. And that'll give us 5 new residential units downtown. Likely late fall, the project will be completed. So we're looking forward to that. Kevin Schaefer also owns the former China Buffet building on the corner of State Street in Maine. He'll likely go through the same process, but not until 2022, and renovate the upper level through the MISTA program and renovate the downstairs as well for retail floor space. So those are a couple of exciting things that are happening there. Jane and Jeff Cutter are also working with the MEDC on the former Zaney Kitchen building. There will probably be some activity that will happen there. I'm thinking probably late summer, though, before renovations occur on that building. So there's a lot of good activity happening in the DDA and Main Street District. We're just going to continue to work on these projects and make downtown Sheboygan a vibrant place. There's a lot of activity. Melissa Bobian purchased the Burns and Eustace Insurance building on Main Street. She's doing some significant renovation there as well. And I'm working with her on trying to get some initial grant funding as well, but most of this is she's doing on her own. So I think by the end of the summer, we're going to have most of the rest of the buildings in the Main Street District filled. It's an exciting time. I think that's all I have, unless there's any questions. I'm going to try to find out where the fire is.
Tom, I just have a quick question about the city manager position. I know you were hoping to retire here real soon. So will you be staying on until a replacement, or will they hire an interim person?
Likely I'll stay on until we hire a replacement. I'm working with a couple of recruiters right now. You know, I'll probably take to city council next week a choice of recruiters to hire to do a search. And hopefully that'll speed up the process a little bit. But yeah, my original plan was to retire April 1, which is only a month away, but I'll stick around until I can get somebody in place, and I'm not going anywhere. I'd like to go to Florida for a while, but I'll have to put that off till next year. So we'll get somebody at some point, Emily.
Okay, cool. I was just curious.
Sure. Thank you. And you guys are doing a great job with Main Street. I mean, Katie Deskowski has been awesome. She's took a lot off my plate. Emily, you've been great. And Christy and Bobby and all of the board members. And I know we got some new board members. But I spend a lot of time on multiple facets of operation of the city. And to see and understand what you guys are doing is so very helpful for me. You're managing this program the right way. And it's a very, very positive aspect of our city, that both the DDA and the Main Street program. And we got a great group of people. I know we've had some changes over the last few months, but all of you are staying on top of the both the DDA and the Main Street process. The TIF program is very intensive, and I'm impressed by the committees you've had set up and the work that you do. So keep going forward.
Thank you, Tom. That means a lot coming from you. I mean, you've been with the city for a long time. You were the head of the DDA for a long time. So appreciate your acknowledgement and everything that we're trying to do and trying to take off of, you know, your plate and the city's responsibility. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'll definitely second that. That means a lot coming from you, Tom. So we really appreciate it.
You're welcome. That's all I have, Emily. Right. No, unless there's any questions.
Doesn't sound like it. Thanks so much, Tom. We will move on to public comments. Katie, I'll turn it over to you.
All right. Thank you, Emily. It looks like we do have a few public participants this evening. We will start with caller 7621.
Hello, Dale Rieger here. I'd like to echo Tom's compliments for all of you. It's really extraordinary example of good citizenship on your part. Thank you very much. I'm listening to the comments about the downtown stroll. I did have an idea for, you know, perhaps it's too late, but I had wondered about the historic problem of getting businesses to stay open late enough so that they could benefit from, let's say, the music at 7 o'clock on Thursdays to draw people downtown. But I did wonder if perhaps something like, let's suppose on Thursdays prior to a concert, you had a couple musicians who were playing downtown in front of businesses. I think for, let's say, from 3 to 5 o'clock, the businesses would all be open. Musicians, it wouldn't interfere with any of their evening performances, so they probably would be willing to play for a rather modest price. And again, then maybe we could have a reputation as another layer of Sheboygan being a great place for live music. But that's the end of that idea, and something for you to consider. But again, thank you for all your work. It's greatly appreciated by all of us.
Thank you, Dale. We really appreciate your comments. And I will touch base with you in the near future here about your idea for those additional street performers on Thursday nights. All right, our next caller for this evening is Patricia Gildner. Patricia Gildner, if you have any comments for the board tonight.
Okay, sorry to compliment everyone, as Dale just said, for your hard work and the expansive plans that you have for this coming year with all the projects that you approved tonight. They will make a difference, and everything that happens is all looking good. So thank you for your hard work. I think that the idea of kind of building up that Thursday night to be a really festive evening in town is great. Maybe even a few food vendors, or making sure that, you know, the restaurants do some activity, little specials, whatever, that would come downtown for dinner prior to the concerts in the park, that kind of thing, I think would be beneficial. But anyway, just keep doing what you're doing. It's looking good. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments tonight. Our next caller is caller 1136.
Good evening. This is Trudy Lofgren calling, and I would like to echo all the good things said about the board. You're very valuable to the city. And I have a question. Did the issue of the bunny wall between the DDA and the owners get settled? I know at one time they wanted funds to, I don't know what, repair the wall or whatever was wrong with it.
Yes, Trudy, at our February meeting, the board voted to deed the portion of the wall that we own over to the owners.
Yeah, without any cost?
At no cost to them, correct.
Wonderful, thank you.
Okay, it looks like that wraps up our public participants for this evening.
Thank you, Katie, and also thank you to all of our public commenters. We appreciate all of your support and all of your dedication to downtown as well. Moving on next would be board member comments. So we'll start with Bobby Krongeyer.
I have no comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby. Up next is Eckhart, and I have no further comments. Up next, Vince Hillesheim.
I just have a couple quick ones. First off, welcome, Eric, to the board. I haven't met you yet, and I look forward to that. tonight, I don't want to sound like I'm negative on all of this stuff, but keep in mind that the DDA, when it was originally started, was to try to fix and put the money that we got through the tax increment financing into brick and mortar and aesthetic things that would last year after year. And I struggle somewhat with this budget only because we're spending pretty well the whole year budget. And we're not accomplishing some of the things that the DDA has set out to do. Right. And that was the, you know, the looking at the boardwalk. We still do not have anything finished on Festival Square with restrooms or in a nice looking frontage. And so some of these areas still need to be fixed up. And I think the infrastructure and a good looking infrastructure will attract new businesses. These other promotions will, of course, obviously help retain our existing businesses that are downtown, which obviously we need to do. I also feel that that these promotions and so forth will hopefully help draw some new businesses to downtown. But when we're spending the whole pretty well tax revenue that we get in, we're not shoring up any money anyplace for these match grants that are available. And you got to have the money when those grants are available. You got to have money available to do those things. And if we continue to spend out the whole budget on all of these different promotions and so forth, I fear that we will not accomplish what the DDA portion of this really had set out to do. And I've brought this up before in that we have to be very careful that we are spending the TIF portion of the money on the proper things. So I say that with some reservation because I'm excited with what's happening downtown and these promotions. But at the same time, I think we have to look at this part of it. So I would only ask that all the board members think about that to a certain extent, because somewhere along the line, you're going to have to, the board will have to decide what direction it wants to go with all of this. So thank you and welcome aboard, Eric.
Thank you for your comments, Vince. Christine Conking.
No comments, but I also would like to welcome Eric. I'm really happy to see him on the board.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Christine. Brett Mallory, are you still on the call?
Oh, he went to the fire.
Okay, thank you. Polly Schneider, any board member comments?
No comments. Just wanted to add another welcome to Eric.
Thank you. Christy Stemke, board member comments.
I just want to add a welcome to Eric. A thank you to Tom. Thank you to Dale, Pat, and Trudy. Your feedback and support downtown is all appreciated. And I think also just to note to Vince, I think our goals are aligned and hopefully, you know, even though some of these budget numbers are a little bit bigger, hopefully we will be able to creatively have revenue sources to cover some of them so that it's really just a worst case scenario on the budget. But also knowing that we want the bigger projects to happen too. And hopefully that seems to be what everyone's working towards is cleaning up our infrastructure and kind of giving back to our community in those bigger ways. So thank you everybody for your time tonight and thank you for hearing me out. Eric, are you there? Do you have any board member comments?
No, I would just like to thank everyone for welcoming to the board.
All right. Brandon Weir, any board member comments?
Thank you to Vince for his comments. I think that's good to have. It's good perspective for all of us. I think we all are very excited about what's happening downtown, but we do have some bigger projects and some bigger goals in mind. And I'll echo what Christy Stemke said, that our goals are aligned. I think it's just going to take a little bit more time than we all would like. But we do want what's best for downtown, and we're working towards those goals. So thank you to Vince and welcome, Eric.
All right, perfect. Then I would ask, we've gone through everybody, so I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
Okay, I'll motion to adjourn this this meeting.
I'll second.
All right, I have a motion by Villanueva and a second by Weir to adjourn our meeting. It is 7:30 p.m. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, say no. All right, meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.